In Guatemala, attacks on human rights and justice workers are on the rise. Since October, several judges have been threatened and three Indian rights leaders killed. The government's Ombudsman for Human Rights wants an international commission to investigate the killings and the groups behind them. NPR's Jerry Hatton reports from Guatemala City.
This fall, in the Quiché region of northwestern Guatemala, Mayan rights activist Manuel Garcia became the latest victim in what appears to be a series of highly organized killings. Despite national and international pressure, no one has been charged in Garcia's killing or in attacks on other Indian leaders. Rosalina Tuyuk, the head of an indigenous widows association, worked closely with Garcia.
What's condemning is that the methods used to threaten and kill are the same as those from the worst years of the war in the 80s. Back then, it was known to be people working for the state. Today, they're hiding behind highly organized gangs.
Guatemala emerged from 36 years of bloody civil war in 1996. The conflict pitted the government against mostly landless Mayan farmers. More than 200,000 people were killed. As part of the peace deal, wartime atrocities were to be investigated and the guilty punished. By and large, that has not happened. Instead, those digging through the past repeatedly find themselves targeted by violence. According to Guatemala's congressionally appointed human rights ombudsman, Sergio Morales, human rights defenders have filed 72 complaints with his office this year. All involve military-style threats and attacks. Morales says it is virtually impossible to get to the bottom of such crimes in a nation where less than 4% of all criminal complaints ever make it to a courtroom. We believe the last few months have been telling, he says. For example, the machine gunning of a judge, the rape of the cousin of a prosecutor, the harassment of the human rights prosecutor. I believe that there's no other route but to ask for international cooperation, he adds. If not, we'll continue to witness this interminable bloodbath. Morales has proposed a commission that includes representatives from the UN and the Organization of American States. If the international pressure is great enough, the thinking goes, the killings will decrease, even if the government of President Alfonso Portillo doesn't prosecute those singled out in the commission's report. Eric Olson heads the Americas Division for Amnesty International. He says Guatemala's government lacks the political will and the resources to deal with the killings.
They're unwilling because it means dealing with not only a very ugly past in Guatemala, but also people who are very powerful forces today, and they are incapable of doing it for a variety of reasons. Corruption and elements within the security forces control parts of the government, and the president doesn't have full control over the judicial system.
The Guatemalan government says it does have the political will to go after whoever's behind the violence. This year, the president has finally begun dismantling Guatemala's notorious presidential guard, blamed for many murders and disappearances. Foreign Minister Edgar Gutierrez told reporters last week the government will go along with the proposed international commission. We're not saying no to the ombudsman's proposal, he said. We're saying that this idea must be worked with and developed further. Over the last decade, commissions have come and gone in Guatemala, offering stern recommendations that end up ignored. Backers of this new effort want Guatemala's Congress to pass a law making the commission's recommendations binding. Jerry Hatton, NPR News, Guatemala City.